Okay, yesterday we were working on a kasha, Eved Kanani Nikna Bekesef. Assuming the Mishnah is talking by an Eved Kanani, a guy who sells himself as an Eved. So we had a problem that since we have a rule that Kol Mashik Kana Eved Kana Rabbi, that any money that the Eved has from any source whatsoever automatically becomes the property of the Adayin. So it shouldn't be shaykh to have a timtza of Eved Kanani Nikna Bekesef. Because as soon as you're going to give him the kesef, the minute he gets the kesef, that kesef becomes the money of the other. Because Kol Mashik Kana Eved Kana Rabbi, whatever becomes his automatically becomes the other. So he's not really kind of the kesef. So it should turn out that the Kinyan Kesef, the Hechatinsa, the Kinyan Kesef, by an Eved Kanani, is lacking in the Metzias of the Kinyan. Because the minute he gets it, it goes to the other. Now the Hamakna said, and if the Shir, I see some of you like the Hamakna Teres, the Hamakna said that it happens a second later. You give him the money, and he's claiming the money, and a second later he becomes an Eved. It's a regar pot. Being that it's a regar pot, so Ramela Chayach the whole Hechatimsa of being kind of a Kesef. But certainly if you hold that Teretz, that it happens, and a second later goes to the Yadayim, like I said yesterday, if you hold that Kesef has to be Kesef Shavius, like the Shita Sasma, and Avni Meluim, and the Hamakta, most Paiskim hold that Kenyan Kesef is with Kesef of Shavius. If you hold that the concept of Kesef has to be that it has a value to the person receiving it, then this Teretz makes no sense, because money that you give somebody, which a second later must go back to the other, that has no value. The Kesef has no value. And since it has no value, it's difficult to understand how a Kinyan Kesef could work by an Eved, where you're given the money and a second later it goes back to the other. So because of this problem, and there's really another kasha that they ask on the Hamakna Teretz, which you may or may not get to, but because of this, the Chazon Ish goes with his four terutzim, with which we ended yesterday, and we're going to try to deal with these four terutzim today, because they have ramifications in other halachas as well. The first teretz of the Chazon Ish was that in Achinami, you can't, if a guy wants to sell himself to be an Eved, you can't be kind of a Kesef, Taka. The Mishnah says, Eved Kanani Nikna Bekesef, it's talking that you have a friend, a Yid, who owns an Eved Kanani, and he's selling you the Eved Kanani. So when he sells you the Eved Kanani, you could buy it from the Yid by giving him Kesef for his Eved. So Eved Kanani Nikna Bekesef is not by a Meicher Asmai, not by a guy who sells himself. It's Dafka by a Yid who sells his Eved Kanani to you. That was the first Teretz of Chazon Ish. He was originally Kaino with Shtar or Chazaka, with whatever came. Now, when he's selling it to a second Yid, so he can sell it to Kinyan Kesef, so Mela, the whole Kasha falls away. This is the first Teretz of the Chazon Ish. We'll deal with each of the four Teretz in one at a time. The first Teretz has many ramifications, so we're going to deal with that first. The Teretz itself sounds like a perfect Teretz. Eved Kanani Nikna Bekesef by Nimka to Yisrael, from the mainland is no problem. There's a Beis Halevi. It's Chelek Aleph of the Beis Halevi, Tshuva Chaf Aleph, Beis Aleph. And it goes on the Gemara. I assume you've learned that the Gemara says Tana after Chalitza. Our Mishnah says three kinyanim, but the Gemara says there are really two more. Chalitza and Meshicha. That you can be kind and have a kinyan with Chalitza. As they state in the Gemara. The Beis Halevi addresses the question of which kinyanim work by Goyim. By Yidin, the Gemara says always which kinyanim work. By Goyim, which kinyanim work for Bnei Nayach? So we had a Taisis on the Gimel Amid Aleph, where Taisis said, the Rabbeinu Tam Shita on the bottom of Taisis, was that a guy has Kinyan Chalitza. Shvamina shai tibarim niknim b'chalifim loy v'kechavim v'chein ha'yarogol rabbeinu tam v'shleach harshav yarev v'kechavim v'yamaknim b'chalifim. We had a very sadistic etisis at the beginning of the Masechta on Gimel Amud Aleph that says that goyim have kinyan chalifim. That's shitas rabbeinu tam. The Shach in Chayshim Mishpat writes about this shitas rabbeinu tam that it's a das yachid, that shari shayim chalkim alav, and that the guy does not have kinya chalifin la halacha. Rabbeinu Tam holds the guy has kinya chalifin, and the Shach says that this is das yachid and la halacha, a guy has no kinyan chalifin, and he says the ein loy mekar b'shas. There's no place in Gemara you'll find anywhere that you'll find a guy doing kinya chalifin and it works. He says there's no makar anywhere in the Gemara, ein loy mekar b'shas. That's the lashon of the Shach. Rabbeinu Tam Shit. Kunt Beis Halevi says, "Ein lo makar b'shas." I have a makar in shas that a guy has kinyan chalifin. What's a makar? From what? Agemara says, think about what you say. Agemara says, "Tana af the chalifin." Agamara says you can buy another Kanani with Khalifin. You can buy another Kanani with Khalifin. Now, assuming the Mishnah is talking about a Meicher Atzmai, a guy who sells himself, which is the way we assumed initially, that the Gemara is talking about a guy who's selling himself. So now we have a Farish Gemara, Tana Afa Khalifin. So we have that a guy who sells himself to be an Eved can do a King of Khalifin. So we have here the Farish that it's shayach for a guy to do a kinya chalifin, at least by an eved. And the truth is, the first line of the Gemara says that keshen akasav l'sada, steyachuza. That whatever kinya works by eved, we only learn from steyachuza. Whatever works by sada works by eved. So chalifin works by an eved, by a guy for an eved. So chalifin works by a guy for a sada too. So here you have a Beferish Gemara. The Gemara says that Tana Af the Chalipin, that a guy has Kinya Chalipin. A guy could sell himself a Kinya Chalipin, that means the guy is doing the Kinyan. So he is. He's selling himself for to be a guy. And he's doing a Kinya Chalipin. A second later, he gets a din. Well, he actually has to be Molvet Tava. Because it's sharp to become an Eved Kanani without Molvet Tava. And he buys a Dine Guy, and it's still, he still has a Dine of a Kanani. So it's not inherent that it has to be. He's only going to be Chai of the Mitzvahs when he's Mol and Tavah. Before Mila and Tefillah, he's not. You can be Chai of a Kanani, and until you do the Mila of a Tefillah, he's Taka Pasi. Here it's more than a Regal Pas, it's the amount of time it takes to do it. It's a riot for a better time, and it's a Kasha of the Shach. The Shach says there's no Makar and Shas. So there is a Makar and Shas. Oh, very good. That's the best way to shake it now. Yeah, but the guy is being Makna. You see, a guy could be Makna or Khalifin. Start if a guy could be Makna or Khalifin, you find a Khalifin. Either the Kenyan Shayat to Gaim or not Shayat to Gaim. I don't know if we have any Kenyanim where you could only be Makna with such a Kenyan, not be Kaina. I don't think such a thing. Oh, no, so Beis Halevi in his Raya says this is a Beferish Gemara that a guy is kind of chalipin by an Eved and by a Sada. Because when the Gemara says Af the Chalipin, what's the Makar for that? It's a Brisa. Af the Chalipin. How did the Brisa know you could be kind of an Eved the Chalipin? Only from the Nolan, the Ksiv, it's the Chalta Maisam, it's the same Limud. That we learn Kinyane Eved from Kinyane Sada. No, that's why the Mishnah doesn't say it. That's not the Makar, how I know it works. How do I? Why are you saying that? Which Rashi are you pointing to? Milsadi, that's explaining why the Mishnah counts it. That's not the Makar for Chalipin. Milsadi, Sabay Makar, Mentalkali, that's what we learned in our Mishnah. Because if it's not, something that's bein mekarkoi, bein metalti, gadai chalifin, sorf sin v'shai, this is no mekarkoi. That's going on Mashiach. Why Mashiach is different? Go ask the mekarkoi. That's a kasha why the Braisa counted Mashiach and the Braisa didn't count. Why the Braisa counted Chalitin and not Mashiach. That's what the Rashi is going on. Milsad the Isser, that's the one. Oh, the first Milsad. That's also going on why the Mishnah counted it. It's not going on where you know Chalitin from. No, he's saying Leish Shechleil Nisni. Rashi's saying why the Mishnah. Okay, good. So that's the next step. So now you realize what's happening. At the first step in this Beis HaLevi, what's happening now is Pashtus. What's the Shach going to answer? The Shach's going to say, it's no Raya. If the Shach will learn, the Mishnah is talking by a Yid selling another Yid in Eved. So Mamela Tanach B'Chalifin, so Chalifin works when a Yid sells a Yid in Eved. Yishkaya. It works by Yid. So that we know. So now, the Chazanish's first teretz comes out to be not just a nafkamina to answer the kasha, the amakdas kasha, but it comes out a nafkamina l'maisa. If our Mishnah is talking by Mecharatzmai, we have a makar that a guy has chalipin, like Shitas Taisis, and if you say that it's talking by Yisrael, Shemach Yisrael Dafka, then it'll be like Shitas Hashach. That there is no makar shach that a guy has chalipin in Bem. It's a guy who has no chalipin. And our Mishnah is talking. So on the one hand, from the shach, we have a chizuk for shitas hachazonish. Because chazonish is talking Yisrael and Yisrael. You see the shach learned that way. On the other hand, from Taisvis, l'chayra, it's mukhrach not like the first parrots of the chazonish, because like the first teretz to the Chazaynish, the Tais, if you don't learn like the first teretz to the Chazaynish, Taisis is better off. Because if you don't learn Taisis, then Taisis has a makar. If you learn like his teretz, then you have no makar. It's Taisis not mukruch to learn, but it's better for Taisis. Taisis will learn talking about a regular guy who sells himself. So right away, this is one nafgamina gedayla to Yuzetzai Ramishnah by Mecharatzmai. Rav Yezetzai Ramishnah by Yisrael Shemach Ali Yisrael. So right away in Afkamina, the Beis HaLevi goes into it. When we get to the Lashon HaGemara, we'll see how the Beis HaLevi, if you look at the Beis HaLevi, you'll see he brings a Raya not like the Shach from the Lashon HaGemara, which it's Hashem we're going to get. Another piece of the Beis HaLevi, the same Simin, Chaf Aleph, is bent. Goes to another Indian. Does a guy have kinyan shtar? By goyim, by b'nei noyach, is there such a thing as a kinyan shtar? So this we also had a taisis, a yadalan amit beis. Taisis shita was, it wasn't called Rabbeinu Tam, was it Rabbeinu Tam? No, it was Rabbeinu Tam there too. Oy nirul Rabbeinu Tam. That oy v'kechavim eina kaina b'shtar. If you look at the Beis HaLevi, he calls it a Taisis and Bava Basra, Daphnon Dalad, which it is. But it's also a Taisis Yidalad Amid Beis, Tap Taisis. Taisis said that a guy, a Ben Noyach, has no Kinyan Shtar. So what do you say? Learn our Mishnah now. Come to our Mishnah. We have a problem. The Mishnah says that because of him. Let's figure out how the sheep this work out. Our Mishnah says, Eve Kanani Nikta Bekesef Ubishtah. Our Mishnah says that a guy does have Kinyishtah. So how come? What works out? If you say our Mishnah is talking by Mecharatzmai, then what? You say our Mishnah is talking about Mecharatzmai, then Eivet Kachavim Nikta Bekesef Ubishtar is Shver Rabbeinu Tam. It's Shver. We see here a guy asking Yishtar. And this certainly, the Gemara says, Menola, and we learn it from Karka. So if our Mishnah says a guy asking Yishtar by Eved, then a guy should have Yishtar by Karka as well. So here, Le Rabbeinu Tam, what's Rabbeinu Tam going to have to say? That our Mishnah is talking like the Chazanish. That our Mishnah is talking by Yisrael who sold to Yisrael. So it comes out that when you learn the Mishnah, if you learn our Mishnah is talking by Meicher Asmai, so the Rabbeinu Tam of Dav Gimel is good because Talithin applies to a guy, and the Rabbeinu Tam of Dav Yadalit is Shver because the Rabbeinu Tam holds his Doki Yishver by a guy. So how could you learn Meicher Asmai Evek Nani Mikra Bishtar? How can you say that if you Meicher Asmai? So, but a guy has no king yishtar like the Rabbeinu Tam.
What's the slam show?
That's only an example. So he says, and it happens, it works by karaka. Then he gives an example. He used to do it by shtar show. It's not dark shtar show. Basically, on Gimel says that shar devar nikne mechalifim leikachadim v'chein hayir adal Rabbeinu Tam. He says all king yishtar king mechalifim, not dark shtar. It's just not the right. Alright, so let's fear. So it comes out, and on the second Rabbeinu Tam, the other Rishonim argue too. On the second Rabbeinu Tam, we paskin, not like the second Rabbeinu Tam either, we paskin that a guy has Kinyan Yishtar. Rabbeinu Tam says a guy has no Kinyan Yishtar, we paskin a guy has Kinyan Yishtar. So it comes out that the two Rabbeinu Tams are, it would be nice if they'd be the Shittasam, but they're opposites. Again, the first Rabbeinu Tam says a guy has chalipin would be nicer if Amishna was talking by Meicher Atzmai. So which Shittim Rabbeinu Tam sheet? The Shach learns is talking Yisrael, Yisrael. The second Rabbeinu Tam says a guy does not have Shtar. Okay, he says chalipin, yes, Shtar, no. He says Shtar, no. If Shtar, no, he must learn Amishna. Rabbeinu Tam must learn our Mishnah like the Chazaynish, that it's talking Yisrael Shemachal Yisrael. Rabbeinu Tam cannot learn our Mishnah by Meicher Atzmai. It must be talking by Yisrael Shemachal Yisrael, by Rabbeinu Tam. So Mimela, it comes out as follows: the Chazaynish's first teretz, like the Shach would agree because of King Chalipin, the Shach would agree Rabbeinu Tam's first teretz with the Chazaynish's first teretz. Because the Shach must have signed the Mishnah by Yisrael Shemachal Yisrael, and Rabbeinu Tam would also have to agree, not because of King Yechalipin, but because of King Yishtar. Because Zakta Beis HaLevi by King Yishtar, Rabbeinu Tam has to sign the Mishnah. Since he holds Shtar doesn't work by Goy, he must have signed the Mishnah by Yisrael Shemachal Yisrael. So it comes out so far pretty good that side like Rabbeinu Tam, the side like the Shach, we have to sign the Mishnah by Yisrael, Shemachal Yisrael. As I fear today, so far, the Chazanish sounds very good. Now, Beis HaLevi does add that Lehalacha, where we task in a guy has a Kinyan Shtar, that a guy does have a Kinyan Shtar, in other words, we don't pass like the second Rabbeinu Tam. Lehalacha, we could sign the Mishnah by Meicher Atzmai, and say a guy has Shtar and a guy has Chalipin and everything's good. Ladina, if we're going to say not like the Shach, we'll say a guy has Chalipin and a guy has Shtar. If you call the guy has Shtar, the guy has Chalipin, then you can learn the Mishnah, what's really Pashup Shah. After all, Pashup Shah, the Mishnah comes along, we had Kedushin and we had Eved Ivri, now we have Ekanani. Eved Ekanani Nikna. Pashtus, he's selling himself. Just like the Eved Ivri was talking by selling himself, and just like by Kedushin, it's talking a woman to accept Kedushin of herself. So Lehalacha Zakta Beis HaLevi, we could set aside the Mishnah by Meicher Atzmai, and by King Shtar works by Gayin, and King Chalipin will work like possibly like the first Rebbeinu Tam, not like the second. But as far as at least the Shach and Rebbeinu Tam themselves, they set aside the Mishnah by Yisrael Shemachal Yisrael. And the Meila, the first teretz of Chazaynish, now has a very firm basis to say that the Mishnah is talking by Yisrael Shemachal Yisrael. It's not just Stam to answer a kasha, but it's Lamaisa. I mean, there's certainly Gedolei Rishayim will hold that way. So this all would support the whole Mahalach of Zetzegai the Mishnah by Yisrael Shemachal Yisrael. The only problem with the Chazaynish's first teretz, the fact that Yevsky has, is says there's no problem when you learn the Kiddush. But he says the Gemara in Yevamis Daf Mem Vav says Beferish by Meicher Atzmai that there's Kinyan Kesef. By Gaisha Meicher Atzmai that there is Kinyan Kesef. Now, Amishni, you could say, is talking Yisrael Shemachal Yisrael. But Lamaisa, the MS is, it's a Gemara, that a guy who was Meicher Atzmai, Le'evet, does have Kinyan versus the Kesef of the Tefillah. It's not the Kesef and Geris. So the Gemara says the Farish that it's the Kesef. The Kesef and Kinyan and the Tefillah is the Geris. So the Meila, the Chaim Kinyevsky is not so freed with the first Teretz of the Chazai Nish, not because of our Sugya. And our Sugya fits in Adarabba, with the Beis HaLevi, it fits in even more Gishmak. But because of the side issue, because Yevamis Menvav, which he brings, which says a guy, my harassment has to do this.
Why is
okay. It's not a seer. It could be because that's an Amishna very good. Okay. Learn every kind of the kesef. Yisrael, Yisrael. When you learn your promise to involve, a guy could sell himself for an every kinani. Nana Maknas Kasha comes back. That is, he sells himself. As soon as you give him the money, it becomes the other's money. And so it should just take the kasha, which we had here, and it becomes a kasha there. So you might be going to need another teretz. Let's move on to the Chazon Ish's second teretz. Obviously, second teretz that it's talking, Amish is talking by a Gaiish, a father who sold his son for an Evet. The Rambam says a guy could sell his son for an Evet. So he says that's a hechatimsa of kinyan kesef. The kasha was as soon as you give the kesef to the eved, it becomes the adais. Teretz is you're not giving the kesef to the eved. You're giving the kesef to the father. The father is b'chayach to sell his son. So you're giving the kesef to the father. It does not become the adais, and kinyan kesef works. So this is another hechatimsa to zetzayin amishna dafka in such a case. Zatrav Chaim Kanievsky, the same kasha from Yevamis Menvav, this won't help for Yevamis. Lamais in Yevamis, it says, Meicher Atzmai Nikne Bekesef. So again, maybe you want to Zetzayin HaMishnah this way. Again, it's a Daichik, say the whole Mishnah is talking, Daka their father is selling his son, the whole case of Kesef. But if you want to say the Teretz, but he says, Lamais is not going to help. It's still Shvar from Yevamis. So we move on to the third teretz of the Chazon Ish. What was the third teretz? So Chazon Ish said the third teretz was that what's a hechatimsa? How can you give money to a guy to become an eved that it doesn't automatically go back to the adai? He said it's taken not shayach by kesef, by money, but shayach by shavah kesef. You give him a puta's worth of food. Or a pruta's worth of drink, and you stick it straight into his mouth. So a second after you stick it into his mouth, it becomes yours. But you already had enough from it. So you have a hechatimsa. How you could be kind of a guy with kesef, with shavius, it only has to be a pruta. You take a pruta's worth of food, and you put the pruta in his mouth, and that he has a benefit from. And a yais he has a benefit from, so that's called that he's nikna the. The kesef, which is actually shavah kesef, but that's a hechatimsa. So that sounds like a very geshmaka teretz. The player is no problem. It's the kesef. What's a hechatimsa? All right, so this is a hechatimsa. On Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we learned that the ha'isha is nicknamed the kesef. He said, "Bepruta b'shava pruta." It's no lie. I mean, bepruta b'shava pruta. The Mishnah said that when you mekadesh an isha, you're not thinking about cash. Give her a ring. Give her a chayfetz. You could be mekadesh an isha. It doesn't have to be kesef. It could be shava kesef. Gemara said kesef minalan. How do I know kesef works by an isha? So we learned it out from Stay Ephraim. Right? So we learned it out kicha kicha from Stay Ephraim. So we know kesef works by an isha. So all the rishayim may ask, including the big taisus on Beis Amud Aleph, how do you know shava kesef works by an isha? maybe it should be Kesef Dafka Ephraim was Arvadeh Shekel Kesef was Kesef, not Shava Kesef. So the Rishayim asked there, how do you know Shava Kesef ki Kesef? Maybe only Kesef is good. How do you know the Yisai that Shava Kesef is ki Kesef? So we had there two Mahalchim. Taisis there learned it out, so we learned it out from somewhere else. Somewhere else, that's that Suturutim. We learn out from Nezikin. We learn out from Eved Ivri. Taisis didn't say Eved Kanan. Like Taisis said, that we learn out Shava Kesef ki Kesef, we have a Makar from a Klal Uprat to Klal, which says somewhere else, and from there we learn Shava Kesef ki Kesef. That was Taisis' test. The Rajba argued with Taisis. The Rajba there said, how do you know Shava Kesef ki Kesef? So the Rajba said, it's a Svara. Mali hei, mali demeya. What's money? What's money anyway? Money is only because you can do something with it. The coin is not, it's not the coin that you want. The value of the coin is its value, what you can buy things with. So the Rajba said, it's a Svara. Shava Kesef ki Kesef. Mali hei, mali demeya. It's a Svara. If you have Shava Kesef ki Kesef is a Svara, so I have no pikpukim on this teretz of the Chazanish. Shava Kesef ki Kesef is a Svara, so if I have a Kanani, just like you could give him Kesef, you could give him food in his mouth, no problem. If you hold like Taisis, Shava Kesef ki Kesef minala. Taisis said, how do you know? Taisis said, limu. Why do I need limudim? A klal of prat to klal to teach me shava kesef ki kesef. I should know shava kesef ki kesef because eved kanani nikta bekesef. An eved kanani can be kind of a kesef. How can he be kind of eved kanani with kesef? As soon as he gets it, it's not his. Must be eved kanani nikta bekesef. It's muchach that shava kesef ki kesef. Because since the Torah was megala, that you can be kind and ever kanani with kesef, and there's no hechetimtza, there's no way that you can be kind and ever kanani with the guf hakesef, because the minute you give it to him, it reverts back to the owner. The only hechetimtza of a kiyum, of the limud, that ever kanani nikta bekesef, it's only shayas the hechetimtza with shava kesef. So menela, I don't need a klal prat to klal to teach you shava kesef ki kesef. I know it because by Eved Kanani there's a parsha of by Eved Kanani there's a parsha of Kesef, Kinyan Kesef, and Kinyan Kesef is only Shayach by giving him food or drink, which is Shava Kesef. So if this is the only correct teretz, then it will be a kash. You're saying that if you hold this more than one teretz, then it's Omakar, nothing else. But if we're going to have kashas on all the teretz, then there will be a kash on this one. So the kasha is that if the vart of Eved Kanani Nikta Bekesef is only in such a echetimtza, so then the teretz, then that should be a makar. Now, what? Zezet on Yisrael and Yisrael. Zezet on the Mishnah Yisrael and Yisrael. Alright, so it could be, what are you saying? That the Torah is Lavdak. When you learn the Torah, says Kesef. It could be the Torah was Megala Kesef when a Yid buys from a Yid. Lefi HaEmes, since Shava Kesef to Kesef from Klal Prat to Klal, the Neila could work by a Meicher Atzvei too. That's what you're saying. Okay. Could be a good Torah. That what? That really, you could have said by the parish, the Torah's parish of Kesef by Yisrael. Not by my father. And the Chazish's Teretz is true. Lefi Yamish, Shava Kesef is the Kesef. So the night will work that way. Okay. Kaparim, this is Rav Chaim's Taina on the third Teretz of the Chazanish. Come to the final Teretz of the Chazanish, which is in Arif. The final Teretz of the Chazanish was Chazanish was that in Achinami, you can't give the Eved money and do a Kinyan Kesef by giving the Eved money, because as soon as you give it to him, it reverts back to the owner. Achinami. However, there's a parsha of Din Aris, which we had on Dav Zayin, which tells us what's Din Aris. It tells us that when you give the money to someone else at the command of the person who's supposed to receive the money, if I'm supposed to receive money for any kinyan, selling real estate or an eved or anything, even kiddushin, a woman says, instead of giving it to me, give it to Pliny and it'll be ki'ilu, I got it. The parsha of Arev in the Torah is megala to us, what we call din Arev, that if, for kinyanim purposes, if you give someone else the money at my command, it's ki'ilu, I got the money. That's what din Arev is megala. So memeila shayach, a parsha of Eved Kenani nikta b'kesef, if the guy says, look, you want to buy me? It's $5,000. Don't give me the money. I know if I give me the money, it's going to go to you. Give the money instead to my brother, the guy, or to my child, the guy. Give him the money. When he gets the money, it's kilo, I got the money. And Mitzvah Din Ariv, that works. So Mimela, Din Ariv could work B'dinei Eved Ivi Nikta B'Kesef, Eved Kenani Nikta B'Kesef. How? In the Hechatimtza of Din Ariv. This is the Chazanish's fourth teret. How it's shayach. Obviously, he names it for Pashtus, the Parsha of Arv is the Shayach by Goyim, which some it is. And Din Arv is Shayach by Goyim. So this teret, it seems to be a good teret, except that there's a kasha on this as well, which is actually the Hamakta's kasha. The Hamakta entertained saying this teret, and he rejected it. Because he said, if the whole hechatimtza of Eved Kenani Nikta B'Kesef is through Din Ariv, why do we call it Din Ariv? Why do I need Ariv, the Parsha of Arvus, to teach me this Din? Let's call it Din Eved Kenani. It's from Eved Kenani you could learn out this Din. Why do I have to go to Din Ariv? I can learn it out from Eved Kenani itself. That by Eved Kenani, How does Eved Kenani get the kesef? Must be that did Eved Kenani. If someone else gets it, it's kilo I got. What? It's the only way you could do. Can you kesef by Eved Kenani? What other way could you do it? Unless you hold of the other two, it's Nachinami. This, if you hold, there are two possible ways, Nachinami. But if we're going to reject the other two roots, and this teretz by itself, the Amakta, at the time saying this teretz, he said this teretz, at least for itself, doesn't stand. It's true. You can really say Yeshkayach. So you can learn from Din Ariv, you can learn from Din Eved Kenani. So if I call it Din Ariv, you'll ask me why I call it Din Eved Kenani. If I call it Din Ariv, I don't want Din Ariv. No, let me just explain. Because on Dav Zayin, we had two Dinim. We had Din Ariv, which is if you give it to someone else like you gave it to me. And then there was Din Eved Kenani, which was a separate halacha. The Eved Kenani was that if someone else gives it, it's kilo I gave. So what he's really asking is the two dinim, Din Ariv and Din Eved Kenani and Dav Zayin, they're both really Din Eved Kenani. Why call one Din Ariv and call one Din Eved Kenani if they both could be learned from Eved Kenani? Understand? There's a reason Dafka to learn from Eved Kenani. And then we'll learn it to the whole Torah, like you said. Just like from Ariv we learn it to call Torah, from Eved Kenani we learn it to call Torah. We're learning going in, we're coming in Eved. We're going out of that's Din Eved Kenani. Remember, there's a different giver. Din Ariv is a different receiver. Instead of me receiving, someone else will receive. The Din Eved Kenani, by going out, is a different giver. If he gives, like I give, those are the two demons. At any rate, this is his kasha on the fourth teretz. He ends up what? It's true. The site is true. The Din Ariv is true. But you can't say that that's the way to answer this kasha. There has to be another teretz. Because if this is the only way to answer the kasha, then it's not the Arif. I can learn from Ebbe Kanani. You have to remember something. We're saying Ebbe Kanani, Nikta Bekesef, that's given. That's set in stone. It's a mission. They're not saying it's not true. It is true. We have a kasha. What's the Hechet Timtzus? If you're going to tell me the only Hechet Timtzus is the Arif, so I have a kasha on that. Now, the Fiyam is the Arif worse by Ebbe Kanani, which you're saying is true. But it can't be that's the only way it works, because then this would be the Makar for that din. Why is Arav a better source than Ebbe Kanani? Arav is a Shachar source. It's not even a real Kinyan. It's just a Schaibus. It's really a Shachar source. Not a better source. It's a Schaibus there. It's not a Kinyan. And we're learning from the Schaibus to Kinyan. Here's Kinyan and Kinyan. If you hold, you mean the Rambam Shita on Daf Zayin. The Rambam Shita, the way the Asmech explained it there, was unique to Kedushin. Because Kedushin, we said you need Hanah Mezumenes, so therefore it had to be Ba'i Hanah, but it's not true for all other Dinei Arav. Okay, so Ebbe Kanani Nikta B'Kesef. So we know there's a tumul here about what's Kesef. Shtar, what Shtar? Who gives who the Shtar by Ebbe Kanani? Want to buy an Ebbe Kanani? Who gives who the Shtar? So don't confuse it with Kedushin. By Kedushin, the husband gives the wife the shtar, in exchange he gets the wife. It's not that way by all other shtaras. If you buy real estate, if I buy a house from you, who, if it's kinyan kesef, I give you the money. If it's kinyan shtar, you give me the shtar. Right? A deed, or shtar kinyan, is given by the makna to the kaidah. So shtar here, who gives whom? The guy would give the Yisrael the shtar. So here we have no kasha. As soon as he gives it to him, it goes back. No. The guy gives it to the Yisrael, and with that, he becomes sold. But that's no problem. The chazaka. What's chazaka? So chazaka, the Gemara will give examples of chazaka. Kinyan chazaka, this is not cheskas gimel shanim. We're not talking about chazaka that's a raya. So the chazaka that's a kinyan. Right? In the field, no god of the parats. If you do some work in a field, that's kinyan chazaka. If you fix the field, you put up a gate, you put a new lock, that's a kinyan chazaka by a field. Kinyan chazaka by an eved, the Gemara will say, is you make him do certain types of work. It's not good enough if you make him cook for you or sew your baguette for you. That's not kinyan chazaka. Kinyan chazaka is dafka. If he does for you an avoida shimush begufa. Taich chazaka is only like the Gemara will say, Hirchitzai, Sachai, Gardai, Hilbisha, he dressed him, he put on his shoes, he carried his clothing through the Beit HaMerchit. It must be a Shimush Haguf. Who says this? The Ramban, the Ritva, and the Ran all say that this Chazaka has to be a Chazaka that's a Shimush Haguf. Why? Why does it have to be Dafka, a work that Shimush Haguf? Why is it good enough if I have him wash my windows? Or I have him do, what does an eved do? I have him get down and wash the floor? So the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Ran all give the same reason. So you look it up. Hopefully we'll have a good hesber. It's not so simple. But you can look at the Ran brings it in the back of the Ramban, or the Ritva, and the Mishnah. It's a shame we get to it in the Gemara, we'll see. What? And one time is enough. One time he does it, that's okay. That's been a shame to him, but the kind of satsmai. Oh, that's a good question. Chazaka, who has to have in mind the chazaka? The guy who has to be makhnis? You know the story on the bottom. Pashtus, the kinyan should need both people to have in mind. Side of makhnis, side of kind. So the story in bottom of the Yamid, so Mr. Shem will get to that. The kind of satsmai because of the acherim, b'shtar the yatsmai divir remeya, the chamayim because of the yatsmai b'shtar the acherim, the vachi akesim b'shal acherim. We're not going to go into this now by arichus because the Gemara goes into it. I'll have given on the days the kinyan of yitzia of kesef, which will have a big arichos of yesh yad le'eved or ein yad le'eved kanani, which we're going to get to. Just regarding shtar, what shtar are we talking about here? What type of shtar are we talking about? You're buying an eved, goes out b'shtar. What shtar are we talking about? What? Pashtus, it means a shtar shifra. The Pashtus HaMishnah is to go out. The other Kanani is now going out. You have an other Kanani for many years, now you're freeing him. Whatever reason. You're freeing him. So you give him a shtar shifra. What is a shtar shifra? It's something you learn from a get, from get the isha. That a shtar shifra is a shtar that says that harayat, or harayato in this case, harayato betchayrin, and by giving him the shtar, he goes free. It's a shtar shifra. Dinei shtar shikr, shtar shikr is called a get shikr, it's called a get. Why? Has dinei get? Just like a get isha has to be written l'shma, a shtar shikr of an eved also has to be written l'shma. Has to be written l'shem the eved, and aldas the eved, and memela, it can go out. What is a shtar shikr to wife? You know that in addition to a wife that he goes free, it's gairim dinei. Dina Issa Vahetzer. Till now, he was also to marry a Jewish woman. When you give him a Shtar Shikr, he becomes Mutter to marry a Jewish woman. Till now, he was Potter from Mitzvah Sashayas Mangrama. When you give him a Shtar Shikr, he becomes Chayav in Mitzvah Sashayas Mangrama. Is it the Shtar that does this? So there's a Machlaikas Rav and Shmuel, which we had mentioned in. When we learned that in Ivri, Hamaskir Avdai, Sarach Get Shechver, that's Rav Shita. Hamaskir Avdai, let's say you have another Kanani, you maskir him, he doesn't have to work for you anymore. But Rav holds, you need to get Shechver. Why? The Ritva said on Zayin Amid Aleph, why do you need to get Shechver? You freed your Eved, he's free. For Dine Isser, Rav holds, you need to start Shechver. Because when you maskir him, you're masker and he becomes, he doesn't have to work. That's Dine Mamun. For Dine Isser, you need a Shtar Shechver in order for him to become a regular Ben Yisrael. And Shmuel disagreed. Shmuel held that Hamasker Avdei Eitzar Get Shechver. It happens automatically. Dine Isser are a consequence of Dine Mamun. If you're masker him, so Min HaShemayim, he becomes Mutter. Bebas Yisrael, Min HaShemayim, he becomes Mutter B'mitzvahs. So it's a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, exactly what the Shtar Shikr has to tois, how bait it has to tois. But the Ktzais, in Simon Reish, by Issachash. Ktzais asks, if I write a Shtar Shikr, Shalai Mishma, so the Gemara says that's no good. Shtar Shikr has to be Mishma. What is the Shtar Shikr? It says, Hare Atah Ben Chayr. It says his name. Hare Atah Pliny Ben, I don't know why you say Ben Gai Ben Pliny, or Hare Atah Pliny Evet so and so. Hare Atah Mishachreres Bishtar Zeh. Right? Just like by Elishi, you would say, Hari, I'm just going to be Bishtar Zeh. That's Moshe of Yisrael. So here you would write, Hari Yatah Ben Chayrim Bishtar Zeh, because that's Moshe of Yisrael. That's what you write. If you write Shalai Lishma, it doesn't work. It's at the Tzais, 1 minute. An Eved Kanani is Nikta Bekesef Bishtar B'chazav. That means, if a Yisrael me Yisrael, one Yid buys an Eved Kanani from another Yid, he gives a shtar. He can do it with a shtar. If I want to sell you my Eved, I can do it with a Kinyan shtar. What type of shtar is that? It's a shtar Kinyan. It's a shtar Kinyan. I have an Eved, I want to give it to you. So I write, Hare Eved Pliny, Nikna Lepliny, and I write the name, Bishtar Zu, and I give you the shtar, and by giving the shtar, you pay to the Eved. That's not a shtar shechver. He's not free, he's still an Eved. That's a shtar kinyan. That means that you could be the kinyan Eved Kanani includes shtar kinyan. b'shtar kinyan work? That's the first line of the Mishnah. The Tanai Mishnah b'kes of b'shtar. B'shtar means with a b'shtar kinyan. Now, like we said, Tzayim Meicha Ratzvay, and Tzayim Meicha Yisrael Yisrael, b'shtar kinyan works. In fact, if Tzayis, if I go over to my Eved Kanani, and I give him a b'shtar, that's written Shalai Lishma, and I'm giving him a b'shtar shechur, Inachinami, b'tayresh tar shechur, it won't work. But let it work, b'tayresh tar kinyan. I'm being mocked to him, to himself. Why does the Gemara say, if I write a shtar shechur to an Eved, it's not chal, because it's missing a dine shtar. Inachinami, in dine shtar shechur, if it's shalai lishma, it's no good. But b'dine shtar kinyan, let it work. It should work like a shtar. Good, 1 second. It should work as a shtar kinyan. A shtar kinyan. What? What? L'chayr, we're coming back to kinyan mayel, kinyan she'ena mayel, which we discussed many times. But even if I'm a chavim for one kinyan, it should work with a different kinyan. You could argue maybe it's one, it's really similar. But even the Kivegas said, if you're a chavim for one kinyan, the other kinyan works. So even if I'm a chavim with shtar shechur, if it's shalai l'shmael, it should work with shtar kinyan. It says, Bishlam, a late Rav. Late Rav, I still would need a shtar shechur to Yisurim. It could be a tack of works, but it doesn't work for Yisurim. But like Shmuel, all I need is a kinyan. So why do I have a whole parsha shtar shechur? It has to be written with Shema and Dinei shtar shechur. Who cares? It should work with Dinei shtar kinyan anyway. It should work out the shtar kinyan. So this is the concise kasha. I think that we're going to have a play Yeshua later, who has the same kasha that you work together. Yes, you're saying a good kasha. But you're going to have to explain. Why is the kasha gone?
Because the whole thing, they even call it kasha, they call it kasha. Why? You can be under
the right kasha,
but there's nothing good for
you. You're not going to stop eating. Is that a kasha? Is that a teretz? Again, the concise asks, what is the concise kasha? That how can that work with shtar kinyan? So you're answering, but it doesn't work because right now he's my eved. I give him the shtar kinyan. What am I doing? I'm making a shtar kinyan, giving him to himself. But right now he has no yad. If he has no yad, so when he's kind of the shtar, he's kind of back to me. So. So we're asking, what about a shtar shechur that's written lishma? You have the same problem. Shtar shechur that is lishma, you have the same problem. As soon as I give it to him. What? Every shtar shechur. Yes. I give him a shtar shechur, he gets him on this back. He doesn't have a yad. So what Shmuel is saying, the Chayyim is right. The Gemara asks, how do you ever have a get? How do you ever give a Yisha get? So the Gemara says, there's a concept of Gita V'yadai Bon Kach. Gita V'yadai comes simultaneously. The Chiddush and Dine get, that I give an Isha get, at the moment I give her the get, simultaneously getting the get, she gets a yad to be kind of the get. You know, Chayyim, technically, which comes first? But simultaneous. Gita Viyah, they bunk happens. It comes at the same time. So a get shechur, which you learn out of a get isha, works the same way. The minute I give the get shechur, simultaneous with giving the get shechur, you get a yad to be kind of the get shechur. What about a get kinyan? Shtar kinyan. Why don't I say the same thing about shtar kinyan? That simultaneous with giving him the shtar kinyan, he's kind of himself. I see it from the shtar shechur. Can I learn from shtar shechur? You're right. But I'll eat a connection. How does Gita V'yad Ebon Kachas work? How does it work, Gita V'yad Ebon Kachas? We had an Avnei Meluim last month, who explained how does Gita V'yad Ebon Kachas work? L'chair, it doesn't make any sense. Whatever the woman gets is the husband's. So how does it start? How does she get the get? To get her yad, to get the get? Savri Melun said, what does it say in the pasuk by get? V'nosan v'yada. V'nosan. It doesn't say the yakne liyada. V'nosan v'yada. Savri Melun learned that how does gitei v'yada ban ka'achas work? That when I need v'nosan v'yada to get it started, I just put it in my hand. There's no kinyan. V'nosan. It's a get with the sina. Once I made the nesina, now she doesn't have to be kindness. Fayyad is vayyad. But I did a nesina to her hand, v'nosan v'yada. Once I did v'nosan v'yada, now the get is chal. Memela, she has her own yad. Memela, now already she can be kindness there too. But it starts with v'nosan v'yada. Gita v'yada by kachas works because a get shteit v'nosan v'yada. It's a nesina. And when makish is to get shichver, the same to get shichver. Is exeris akasa v'nosan v'yada. And when makish is to inhabit, the same thing. That it works because all you need is a nesina. Zaptik sais. So gita v'yada ban ke'echad works where? Daska by get. Because get is exeris akasa v'nosan v'yada. So you can say gita v'yada ban ke'echad. However, by Shtar Kinyan, there's no Vinasa. Shtar Kinyan needs a Kinyan Mamish. Therefore, since Shtar Shichra only needs a Sina, and Shtar Kinyan needs Kinyan, so it's answered the Kasha. What was the Kasha? Every Shtar Shichra, it's written, Shalai Vishma should work, the Torah Shtar Kinyan. There it is, no. Shtar Shichra works because it's enough of the other. Shtar Kinyan doesn't work. It's Shlo Lishma. Out Shtar Kinyan, it doesn't work. Because he needs a Kinyan. And he has never yet to be kind. So the Mele, he fears eyes. That's why every Shtar Shichra, Shlo Lishma, talk about this. Yisrael Hashem, tomorrow we'll start the Gemara. Good, the Sugya of Abdi Kimakakai.